There will be great earthquakes. There will be famines and epidemics in many lands. And there will be terrifying things and great and miraculous signs in the heavens. Would you consider this Planet X coming through a pretty mighty sign in the heavens? Yeah, I definitely would. But before all this occurs, before all of these devastating things occurs, which it looks like we're getting there, it appears they're all happening, before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. Probably all of you suffered no more persecution for the name of Jesus last week than I did. You know, if you had to tell somebody about Jesus, that was probably your persecution. I remember when I first went to a class over in Denton about how to lead somebody to Christ. I mean, I was a Southern Baptist. I was a Sunday school teacher. I never led anybody to Jesus. Didn't know how to lead nobody to Jesus. So they had a special class over here at one of the Baptist churches in Denton. And so I went for a whole week, every night. And of course, I sat with someone that I didn't know. I mean, I sat in a different place every night. So, and I was by myself. And so when I was sitting there, they told us, after they explained to us how to lead somebody to Christ, practice on your neighbor. That can't be your wife or your mate. If your wife's sitting on this side, then you've got to find somebody that's not your friend, somebody you don't know, and tell them how to become a Christian. Okay, we practiced this for about the last 3 days. Now, they told us how to do it every day, and then we practiced it about the last 3 days. So then at the last night, they gave us a little yellow pen, and it had little black lines all over it. And they said, put this on your coat next week and wear it to work. And so when somebody asks you, what is that little pen for? That pen is to remind me to tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And it's when I accepted Jesus. Do you know him? And then if they say no, then you're to tell them how to come to know Jesus. Oh, I thought, oh my lands. Monday morning, I got up and put that on my coat and I was in agony. Now, why was I in such agony? Was I suffering for Jesus? Yes, I was. I had never led anybody to Jesus and still didn't know how much. I'd been to that week-long course. But Monday, I went in with that little thing on my coat, and I'm thinking, oh, God, please don't let nobody ask that. Is that the kind of prayer to pray? No, that's not the kind of prayer to pray. I should have been praying, Lord, open the door. As soon as I walk in the door, let somebody ask me what that pen is. But that's not what I'm praying. Oh, Lord, I'm suffering. I make it through that first day. When I get out in the car, I take that thing off, I say, whew, day one, we made it through one. Well, by Thursday, I'm getting pretty confident. You know, no big deal. Nobody's asked me all week long. I'm not even praying about it no more. I'm just saying, okay. Friday afternoon, I got 30 graduate engineers in my class. And I said, now before I give you all the final test, is there anybody that has a question, a last-minute question? Here I'm up on a platform with 30 engineers out there. And one of them holds his hand. I said, yes, sir, what's the question? He said, that little yellow button you're wearing on your shirt. Oh, Lord. He said, I've been wondering what that meant all week. He said, what does that mean? I said, oh. Now, of course, I said, here I am, the teacher in the class with 30 guys. I can't look like a dummy of all things. I said, sir, that's to remind me to teach you or to tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. He said, well, what was it? I said, it was the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I said, do you know him as your Lord and Savior? He said, no. I said, let me tell you how to get saved. Now, I had to tell all 30 of them. Is God an awesome? Does he know how to put you to the test? Oh, can he break the ice? Can he really break the ice? Boy, he done that on purpose. I can tell you for sure, Richard, he done that on purpose. But after I sat there and told 30 of them how to do it, guess how easy it was the next time I need to tell one. Hey, this is a piece of cake. There's only one here today. See, God knew what he was doing. I had never led anybody to Christ until that day. So I think, wow, praise God. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. You'll be dragged into synagogues and prisons, and you'll be accused before kings and governors of being my followers. Now, if they drag you and say, this man is a follower of Jesus Christ, What do you have to say about yourself? It's easy to say that in church. You really would do it. I believe I would too. With all my heart, I believe I would do that. I have no problem with that. I have stood before all kinds of people all over this country. I even went to Egypt and I proclaimed Jesus the day I was there. In fact, that lady, that Miss Siam Rioff, I'll never forget that woman or her name. What an awful name to remember. But Miss Siam Rioff, she was a director of food handling for Egypt Air. And I was sent over there by my company in 1977 to build a 250,000 square foot building for them. And I went over there and I built that building. I put that thing together. Of course, the third or fourth day that we walked around in the plant, I hadn't said a word to nobody. My boss, Bill Martin, he's the executive vice president of engineering. He's with her. I'm walking behind them and I don't say a word for 4 days. I'm looking at this massive project. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what have you got me into? I said, Lord, I'm in a strange country. I can't speak their language. You know, I can't read a lot of their drawings. I said, Lord, I said, you'll have to do this through me. But I said, with you and me, this is a piece of cake. Because all the treasures and the wisdom and the knowledge in the universe is hidden in me because it's Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. She finally goes to Mr. Martin and said, Bill, this man is not the man for this job. Bill said, he's the man for the job. Whatever he tells you to do, you just do it, and he will get your building built for you. Now, the building had been under construction for 7 years and was not open. I always go every day in prayer asking the Lord to use me for his glory. And so the next morning after Bill left to come back to the United States, she asked me, what do you want? And I told her I want 250 laborers, and I laid out each different department, and then I need 3 certified engineers, and I told her of what capacity, and I said, then I want somebody that can speak fluent English and fluent Egyptian Arabic so that I can communicate with these people. And so she gave me all those things, and in 3 months, I opened that building. Opened it. They were awestruck. And when I got ready to come back home, she followed me out to the airplane, that TW airplane, come inside the airplane when I'm sitting down about halfway back and said, Mr. Scrivener, and this, remember, this is 1977. She said, I will give you $50,000 tax-free if you'll stay over here and just work for me for one more year. And 1977, $50,000 was a lot of money. Lot of money. I told her, no, ma'am, I can't do it. I agreed to come over here and open your building. And I did it. And she said, how in the world do you know so many things about everything? I said, ma'am, I'm a Christian, just like I've been telling you from day one. I've told you when I got here that the Great One, He lives in me. I said, this was a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in me. And I said, all the treasures and secrets of the universe are in Him, and He's in me. So when I pray and ask Him for things, He gives me the knowledge and the wisdom to do all these wonderful things. And everything I did here for you was done in the name of Jesus. And I said, that's why I was able to do what I did for you in the short period of time that I did it, because I'm a Christian. I said, that's why you people over here can't do nothing, because y'all don't know Jesus. You don't have no Christians. You're all Muslims. You won't let Jesus in. I said, so let me tell you, this is what one Christian can do in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine what y'all could do in this country if all of you were Christians? I said, that's why America is so great, because we have so many men over there that do know their God, and they pray and seek Him, and He gives them the knowledge and wisdom. That's why America's great, because of the Christians. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's absolutely why America is great, because of the Christian, mostly men. Now then, we got a lot of good Christian women too. Those Christian women are supposed to be following their husbands. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be a good wife to their husbands. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And if every woman would be that great woman to follow her husband and to meet every need he has, whatever it is, to take care of him in love, those men would be even greater Christian men. I think when I was over there in Egypt, that lady came to me and she said, you know, I got the bakery going first. That was the very first part of the kitchen, the building. It had 38 walk-in coolers and freezers in it and two floors and elevators and had its own electrical plant, its own dry ice plant, everything. It had its own bakery. And the bakery was the first part of the building that I got opened. And when I did, they found out right quick they had miscalculated how many proving racks they needed to make as many rolls as it did for all the flights every day. So she said, I can't believe this. I said, well, you know, you should have had a Christian figure it out for you in the first place, and then you wouldn't have had the problem. But I said, now you have a Christian on site. I have your answer. She said, what do you mean? I said, first of all, there's absolutely zero need for a 8x12 walk-in freezer in a bakery. You don't need that. I said, so I will convert that freezer to a proving room. She said, you can do that? I said, oh, yes, ma'am, I'm a Christian. There's nothing impossible with me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So I went, they gave me a driver the next day and some money, and he took me. We spent all day driving around Cairo looking for a few little things, the humidistats and heaters and water pans and floats and things that I needed to convert this room to a proving room. But we found them all in several different places. We come back, and the next day I put all that together and turned it all on and put it up at a 90-something degrees and 100% humidity, and they rolled their sheets of racks in there, and in a couple of hours, the big old fluffy rolls. You know, they're all ready. And she said, wow, with that big room, I don't even need these others that I bought before. And I said, and look, that thing didn't cost you hardly nothing. She said, how in the world do you know so much? I said, ma'am, you're not listening to me. I'm telling you where I'm getting my information. It's from Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Here is a lady right here. Some of you don't know her. But this lady was trying to figure out one night how to make a computer program work for a company she was working for to get all of the finances and everything taken care of, and she could not come up with the proper formulas.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Time for Christians to be Christians, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.